Welcome back, everyone, to the Daily Dog Podcast. I'm Jackson.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Mark.
And we're back with another episode. I know we know it's been a while since we did our last one. Our last one was in October. So we just wanted to kind of come back and make our a comeback episode, basically. Trying to get the podcast back into the normal run. But yeah, ever since October, we've been trying to get podcasts done, which it's just life's coming the way. Like, we went to state, of course, with football. Football season's over with. We got jobs, and we had a bunch of things just happen to us and lay out the path for us. And we just didn't have time to record for the podcast. So, but we're making time now, and we're rebooting it. And we're going to be back and better than before. We're going to try to stay current with it. And, but yeah, so.
Thanks, coronavirus.
And with the ongoing coronavirus, we've kind of struggled a little bit because everybody's flooding their nearest grocery store trying to buy all they can. And, of course, we're safe here in our household.
Please wash your hands.
And, yes, that is a disclaimer. Please wash your hands when you can. But, yeah, like I say, with that said, we're going to go ahead and jump right into our topic, which is video games. And with that said, our first topic of the day will be the top five hardest games we've ever played. So, Josh, what's your take on the top five hardest games you've ever played personally?
All right, man. Well, my number five games can be from the Xbox One or the PlayStation 4 or whatever system you have. It's not really hard. It's just a fact that it's very time-consuming and difficult in that kind of way. It's Jedi Fallen Order. It just came out. It's an amazing game. It takes so much patience to beat the game. And, yeah. My number four spot, we're going to go back to the SNES. And I only say this because I've never beat it. And that's Earthworm Jim. The only reason I say that is because Mark can probably vouch for me. There's a lot of crap happening at one time. And it gets really frantic because you'll be going across a chain line to get the next platform. And these dogs come up and bite your rear end. And as soon as you get off that, you jump into spikes. It's very difficult because there's so much stuff happening.
Don't forget about the birds that are after you, too.
Yes, those as well. Those as well. And then my number three is actually going to be one of my favorite games. And I say this because I know. And why'd you do that?
I don't know. I just seen that you were playing the SNES. But yeah, go ahead with your list.
Yeah, sorry about that. Jackson gave a really weird look towards us. The third game is going to be one of my favorite games to play at school and on my free time. It's Tetris. The reason I'm saying Tetris is because I challenge every one of you listening. Get on Tetris and try to beat the score 389,000. It takes eye coordination, hand coordination, and just complete and overall capability to stay focused over strands of time. My number two game is going to be Contra 3. Contra is a game where you're fighting these guys. They're aliens, I believe, correct? Mm-hmm. It is aliens, yes.
Yep. Matter of fact, it's called Contra 3, the Alien Wars.
Exactly what Mark just said. I just call it, I hate this game, I don't play it. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact of how difficult it is. And if you, the game is so difficult that if you beat it on easy mode, it doesn't take you to the ending. It goes back and tells you to beat it on a harder difficulty. That's how hard this game is. And my number one game, I'm sure Jackson and Mark both know what I'm going to say, but that game is called Ninja Gaiden. Now, this is on the NES when it first came out, and then they put it on the SNES for the trilogy of 1, 2, and 3, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so difficult, okay? I encourage you guys to look it up after you listen to this, because it's so hard.
It's a very difficult game, and only
the thing is, it has six levels. You would think, oh, six levels is easy. No, it's very hard. It's very hard, and you have several.
There's several people coming at you at once. It's a what is it called, Mark? Where it's just left or right? That's the screen.
Oh, side scrolling.
Okay, yeah. I almost said cross platforming. I was like, that's not what that's called.
That's Fortnite.
Yeah, but yeah, that's my list. Ninja Gaiden on top because it's one of the most difficult games ever created. IGN had it ranked in the top 5 hardest games, video games to beat ever created. And we'll be right back after a short break with Jackson's 5.
Welcome back. I'm going to proceed with my top 5. My top 5 hardest games, I mean, it's going to have to go... I'm going to have to take it back from number 5. My number 5, honestly, would probably have to be Super Mario 3. I mean, my dad would probably think that that's easy to beat because he was around during those times, but...
Tell them about your mom being good at it.
Oh, yes, my mom, I mean, she's very good at Mario. She will play it nonstop.
Specifically 3.
But... Yeah, I never could beat Super Mario 3, and that may just be on me, but it's never been my forte, if you may take it. My number 4 would have to be probably Contra, the original one, because I played it once or twice with my dad's supervision. He guided me and showed me how to play it, and that quite possibly was a pretty hard game. Everybody suggests playing with a friend, but I've never played such a hard game as Contra, because you have so many things coming at you at once. My number 3 would probably have to be, and it's not because it's hard, it's just it's hard to understand. Dr. Mario, never been into that, never understood it. It's just very hard to get the grip on. My number 2 would probably have to be either Skyrim from the Xbox systems. I never could really beat that because I just never took time into it. I always wanted to basically just hunt.
And that's because you cheated.
Just do side quests. But yeah, and then my number 1 probably honestly would have to be Fallout 4, because I couldn't really get into it. I mean, I liked Fallout 4, liked for everything involved with it.
Sounds like Jackson's not much of a gamer.
Like, I'm a...
strategically, but as far as strategy.
Like, I never could get into the missions. I would always get sidetracked and do side quests. Like, I would gather metal here, I'd do this here, I would go kill these rad roaches, I'd go do this, I'd clear missions, I'd help the wayfinders.
Oh, kids, look, it's a deer!
And I mean, yeah, but I would just kind of stick to that.
You got the Linkin Park Radio.
We'll be awesome back mod. With my dad's top 5 right after this break.
Hey, it's Mark. Give you all my top 5 hardest games ever. As you all know, I have a whole lot more age on these boys. I've had the privilege of being able to play everything from an Atari all the way to Xbox One. So let's go, starting with number 5. Number 5, I'd have to say The Legend of Zelda, the original. Trying to be able to go through all that, and I can remember the maps were always hard to remember, and, you know, being able to go. But when I finally beat it, it was like a joyous occasion. That's also for the original NES too. So, let's see. Number 4 would have to be, let me think here. Probably Skyrim. Skyrim was hard.
You've actually beat it though, correct?
I've actually beat Skyrim I could count them on both hands. I mean,
okay, no need to flex.
There was a time a couple months ago where Mark was my Skyrim coach.
Yes, I've been able to. I've played it so many times, I know where a lot of things are and stuff. And I was actually, it was pretty cool because I was on Twitch there a while back, and I was actually helping a guy going through some of the caverns in one part of the
And for the record, he does not mean that he was streaming on Twitch. He was actually on the comment section helping somebody on Twitch. But...
Exactly. Yeah, I don't stream on Twitch or nothing like that. So, but my number four would probably have to be, well, I said Skyrim. So number three would have to be, let me think here. Probably Super Metroid. I mean, in general, Super Metroid was just very hard, along with Metroid. I mean, Metroid is very hard, too, on the original NES.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, you have to go and basically you face off against Mother Brain after several countless hours of saving, you know. But it's very hard. But then once you get past, you beat Mother Brain, just like whether it's Super Metroid or Metroid. Once you beat Mother Brain, and then the hardest part is trying to get out of the, you know, get to the surface of the planet in order to, you know, escape. So.
And if Mark doesn't mind me interrupting him for 1 second, before we started this podcast, I said I was going to say Super Metroid on this top five hardest games list. And I said Tetris.
So. That's okay. You're in the same genre, or same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so.
Also, a close one. As far as, you know, this is really hard. As far as a tie, for me, number two is a tie. Number two would have, one, the original NES Batman game. It is one of the hardest games that I've had to play, or that I've played. And, you know, because it's so many levels, and it goes along with the movie from 1989, Batman. It's really hard. It really, truly is. And then I had another game, but I can't remember right offhand what it was. But that was the, it was going to be a tie. I will think of it here between some point. But my number one hardest game of all time is, like Josh said, is the original Ninja Gaiden. I played, it's only six levels, and it's, you know, goes on, it's just kind of like broken down like Mario, you know, you got 1-1, 1-2, and all that, but you got all these, you know, so many, many levels, but then it gets to six, which we all know, Ninja Gaiden, the story behind it is, you have these two ninjas that face off, one of them happens to be the father of this one guy who's by the name of Ryu Hayabusa.
Not Street Fighter, Ryu.
And, no, not Street Fighter. And, anyway, he thinks his father was killed, and so he's going to retrieve the Dragon Sword, which is a family heirloom. That's, you know, he has it, and, anyway, he gets caught up in this mix with a demon, or a demon statue, and then come to find out, it's just a lot of things, and then you find out that he...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert, his dad's still alive. And so when, at the end of the game, not only do you have to face your dad, but then once you kill it, or you defeat him, then you have to get, immediately you face the next, the main boss. And then once you face him, it's on the same level. So like if you go in and say you only have like five increments left, you know, that's what you're, when you face your dad. When you go to face off against the Jakua, which is like the main bad guy, you only have those five increments left. So you have to be careful on, which I've never beat it. I mean, it's been one of those things. Even with the Game Genie, and I still couldn't beat it. So
and I am currently trying to beat this with Mark's help, and it makes me want to rip my hair out every time I turn the SNES on.
I know. I just want to see it, just the end of it. I've seen it on YouTube and stuff, but never on any of the others, so...
But yeah, like I say, I mean, with all those said, I guess we'll go ahead and move to our next topic.
You're awful pushy, ready to go to the next one.
Well, yeah, we'll catch y'all in the next break. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to start off with our next topic, which is our favorite top five video games of all time.
Before you get into that next topic, I remember that game now that's tied with Batman as second place. It's actually Dragon Warrior from NES. That's the first role-playing game I ever played, and it took me months, but I finally beat it. It's basically you're you're a warrior, and it's kind of like Legend of Zelda, but you build up hit points and magic points, and then you end up facing the actual Dragon Lord at the end. It's pretty interesting.
So, not Mario RPG. That game sucks.
Yeah, that game does suck. Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but go continue.
It's all right. We'll go ahead and proceed. We'll proceed with our favorite top five. So I guess I'll start first. Starting with my top five, my number five will probably have to be video games of all time. Favorite. My number five would probably have to be either Tetris. It's probably have to be Tetris because, I mean, when you're bored and you think of a simple game to play, I mean, you get your basic block learning skills from that game. I mean, Tetris is such a fun game because it's honestly proven to relieve stress because you're putting things in order and you're not worrying about chaos
or
anything.
It's the game for OCD people.
When I play basically, it gives me a lot of stress.
But yes, well, yeah, I mean, you rely on score. I just play for the fun of it.
Yeah, but like, I'm an overachiever, I guess.
But yeah, my number four would probably have to be either I'm gonna go out on a limb for it. Probably Wii Sports. That's a family favorite. I mean, Wii Sports is pretty fun. It's of course, when you wake up every morning on a Saturday morning and you go to play your Wii Fit Plus and it tells you that you're morbidly obese. That's what it told everybody pretty much. So that's what it honestly told everybody. So I mean, but it's a very fun game, and I mean, it's something for everybody to enjoy. I mean, you got bowling, you got golf, you've got boxing, you've got, what else did you have on there?
Tennis.
There's tennis. There was basketball, I think. I don't know. Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a bunch of them on there. I mean, it's just a really all around family game. My number three would probably have to be Madden, because of course I play Madden a lot, and we're big sports guys. So I mean, you'd think that the typical average man plays Madden, but my dad would totally agree that he hates that game. He hates it because I play it so much.
I used to like it a long time ago, but
he
ruined it for me.
Jackson likes it when I beat him.
I play Madden. No, you want to reflect on that Ravens Cowboys game?
You want to reflect on you having to cheat, and the only reason you beat me is because I fumbled the ball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you fumbled the ball. I mean,
you cheat. Rivalries never die.
But, Madden's an overall fun game. I mean, and every year they release it, my dad says every year it's the same game. Which, I mean, technically it kind of is, but, I mean, it's just really... It's really funny this year because they add different things and they update like the uniforms and all that.
And
I mean,
the cover's different.
I mean, you stay with
the Madden curse.
The Madden curse was actually broken this year by Pat Mahomes, although I don't like him. But that's just my opinion, though. But yeah, my number two game.
No, you're on
of
three.
All. No.
Yeah, you did two. Tetris and then Madden.
Tetris, Wii Sports. My number two game would probably have to be either, I think it'd probably have to be Black Ops 2 or Black Ops 3, one of those, or the original Black Ops. Because, I mean, yes, one of the war games, typical boys love war games. It's a very fun game. You have multiplayer zombies. I mean, we basically feel like we're living in a zombies thing right now because everybody's got the coronavirus, seems like, and everybody's freaking out about
it. Wash your hands!
But, another disclaimer. But I think that either one of the Black Ops series are really good. It just gives you I remember the days of coming home after school and getting off with my buddies playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2. And I mean, we'd always play on Nuketown or play on Standoff and just have a good old time. And then my number one game of all time would probably have to be Forza Horizon. The reason I say that is because I'm a real big car enthusiast. Being a real big car enthusiast is just a typical fun game that you can play when you're into cars like that. Because not only can you drive them around, drive any car in the world, but basically you can rebuild them, put different motors in them, change each and every part. And there's over 65. It's a big number, 1,000 combinations you can do for each car. And there's over, I think, 500, 400 cars in the game. 300, something like that. I don't know. It's a lot though. It's a very good number, and I suggest it for all car enthusiasts. They have tons of paint jobs, paint schemes. I mean, you can make movie cars in there. The General Lee, Herbie, all those are trademarks. So we're not gonna put any themes or anything. But I mean, they're really it's a really good game. So that's gonna be number one. We'll be right back, and we're gonna start with Josh's top five favorite.
Howdy, fellers and felli. This is Josh with my top five favorite games of all time. For number five, I'm going to have to start off with a game from the PlayStation 2. Uncharted 3, Nathan Drake and his treasure hunting. And then my number four is I'm going to have to go from the SNES, Donkey Kong Country. I love that game. You know, it's just... For the time it came out, it had really, really, really good graphics. And no, I was not alive for them, but Mark was, and he can tell you for a fact. For that time, it was really good. Mm-hmm. Most of the games on my top five favorites are going to be on the SNES. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to deal with that. My number three favorite game of all time is Yoshi's Island.
And I think the reason he's saying all these SNES games is because he actually he was able to get one of the mini SNES consoles. So, yeah, but this one's other than
which Mark inspired me to get. But, yes, Yoshi's Island isn't my number three. And it was really difficult for me to decide my number three because Yoshi's Island isn't probably even my third favorite game. It's just, it's a game I've been playing a lot recently, so... I had to put it on my list for today. My number two game of all time is a game called that me and Mark both love, and it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Turtles in Time.
You've burnt that machine up at Walmart.
That's a classic.
If you've not heard of this game,
you live under a rock.
Exactly. You can smell what the rock is cooking with that one. And that brings me to my number one favorite game of all time, and I'm playing it right now. Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. It's been a while since I beat it, a while as in like 2 weeks, so I don't remember where I'm going right now in the dungeon, but buddy, I tell you what, I'm getting there. It's one of these games that no matter how many times you play it, you do something new every time, you make a new strategy for it, you take a new route. You find new things you didn't the first time. It's overall just sort of like Mark and Skyrim. You know, every time you play it, you find a new thing.
There's always something different about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those games you can never get sick of. All right, guys. That's my top three. And we'll be right back with...
You mean five, right?
Yes, sir. I apologize for that.
He's fighting off Ganon right now.
Yeah, I was fighting. But, I was fighting for my right to party.
Yeah, like I say with that, we'll be back with my dad's top five.
Hey guys, it's me, and I got my top five. Probably top five favorites of all time. Number five would have to probably be, obviously, you can't go wrong with the OG Mario. The Super Mario Brothers for NES. I can remember playing that. You know, every kid that got an NES back in 87. Woo-hoo! Oh yeah, they played Mario. And you know, the thing was is that whenever you played, if you played with somebody and playing Mario, you would, whoever was second player had to wait until Mario got killed. So it was, I mean, it's just a fun game, and, you know, it is side-scrolling, and the graphics were in compared to today, but back in the day, they're pretty cool. So, that was my number five. Number four would probably have to be, let's see, let me think of something from, it'd be probably Double Dragon from the NES. I mean, when it was in the arcade years ago, I can't tell you how many quarters I spent on that. Playing the arcade, so I was happy to find out when it came to NES that it was just a great game. And, you know, when you beat it, it's just so great. Number three would have to be probably Fortnite. Yes, yes. As hard to believe.
Yes, old people play Fortnite too.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that with Fortnite, it's along with the challenge of, you know, you got your strategies on how to defeat, and yeah, a lot of people, you know, talk about Fortnite being mostly for like middle schoolers and stuff, and then there is, but there's well known streamers out there that are my age and older that play, so. But yeah, I love Fortnite. Obviously the emotes, they're pretty good too. And so that's probably on that. Now, my number two would have to probably be, let me think here. Probably the original WWE, or WWE, well at the time it was WWF, WWF Warzone. I played that game for the PlayStation 1. I played that game countless hours. Countless hours. And Josh, you're getting ready to lose your cookies there, buddy.
What? Oh, no.
And
my Odin's gray beard.
That's right. So, I mean, countless hours. And you could be several WWF stars that were popular at the time. Obviously, the being Stone Cold Steve Austin was the most popular. But you could be The Rock. You could be Mark Henry, you could be Legion of Doom, you could be anybody at the time that was popular in wrestling. And my overall number one would probably have to be, and Josh realized because I just schooled him in it a few minutes ago,
Mortal Kombat 2.
Would be Mortal Kombat 2, but in the franchise, either Mortal Kombat 1, 2, or 3.
In my defense, Mark is a god. yeah.
I've, you know, several years, that's the game I've probably played the most, even more than Skyrim. I played it to perfect my skill set as far as on attack and everything, and I mean, even my best friend, we'd have tournaments, and my best friend would play against me, and I mean, there were several times it'd be like double flawless victory. He wouldn't even touch me. So, and Josh... He felt that too because
I know how that feels.
Yeah, we played earlier and I had a double flawless on him, so I still got it even after all these years.
Make it a triple.
So that's my five.
And yeah, with that said, we're gonna talk about our top fives and come up with a consensus vote. While we do that, here's a quick little PSA and ad from our sponsor.
Hi, are you suffering from the blues of the coronavirus?
Are you struggling to find toilet paper at your local grocery store?
Is it constantly clobbering time when it's not clobbering time?
Hi, I'm Jackson.
I'm Josh.
And we're here from the Daily Dog Podcast to remind you of a couple ways to keep the prevention of spreading the coronavirus. Method number one, wash your hands. Washing your hands prevents the spread of germs to other doorknobs, places you may go, or people you go around with. Elderly and the newborn are mostly susceptible to this disease. So, although you may not catch it, you can still carry the virus.
Method number two. Stay at home. Follow the Daily Dog Podcast, turn on notifications, and give us a listen.
That's a very good method. And method number three, avoid touching your face. Although we may itch and scratch around our face, it prevents the germs from going straight to our face and spreading to other people. Thank you for listening to this PSA. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Welcome back, guys. That was a great PSA. We're going to start talking about our favorite franchises of all time. So, Dad, what's your number one franchise that you like?
Well, my number one franchise, you know, as many games I've played over the years, the one that was the most captivating and time-consuming. I mean, you know, because think about it. When you think about a game, okay, most games, you know, you play them. Once you beat them, oh, you're done. You're not going to play them again. You know, but there's one game that I've beat it, I've completed it, finished it, and then went back and did everything else like side quest, and then, you know, not play it for 4 months or something, and then pick it back up and play it all over again. And, you know, which is Skyrim. It's open world, love it. And, you know, some of the older, Elder Scroll games is pretty good too. You know, Morrowind is a good one. Oblivion is a good one. So I'm going to have to say overall, as far as the franchise, I'm going to say just the Elder Scrolls in general.
That's a good vote. Honestly, I mean, if it comes down to franchise for me, I'm going to have to go with the old classic, Nintendo's Mario. I'm going to have to go with that because, I mean, I know everybody goes for it. But, I mean, going back to the NES, playing original Super Mario Brothers, I mean, that's just... That's a game that'll never get old.
Hey, Jackson, fact. I mean, do you know what the original name of Mario was before Mario?
Fire something?
Nope, his name was actually Jumpman.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the guy in Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah. But, so... With Mario is a game that'll never get old. I mean, no matter which one you play, whether it be the newest one they come out with, or if you play the original Super Mario Brothers, I mean, it'll never get old. So it's a time kind of thing. But yeah, Luigi. Josh, what's your favorite franchise of all time?
I am staying along the same lines as Jackson with the Nintendo family here, but I'm actually going to go with the Zelda series. Because when I was little, the first Zelda game I played was on DSi, and it was...
Oh, yes, the days of having a DS.
It's actually called The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass, and I played it on my DSi back in 2007. And I played every game in the franchise since then, except the recently released Zelda Triforce, Breath of the Wind, I mean Wild, excuse me. And then Breath of the Wild sequel, which has not came out yet.
I played the Breath of the Wild. That was good.
And so I've played Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks, which are the first Zelda games I played on my DS. And then I've gone back recently, thanks to the NES I got, and Mark's graciousness helping me how to get the game. I've played Link to the Past, which is my favorite NES game of all time now. My favorite Zelda game of all time now, because it's an OG one. And not just me, but a lot of people in the gaming industry, there you go, Mark just tagged in for me there, would agree with me that the Zelda franchise is one of the best, because it's one of the most played and enjoyed franchises that Nintendo's released. Yes, you have Mario, but in my personal opinion, Zelda has a bigger following than Mario has, because Mario was more of like a...
Plumber?
More of like a, let's say, a platform game. It was the old. And something that I don't know if you two agree with, but with me, when they started releasing newer Mario games, it seems like the quality of them just went to crap.
I kind of can't agree with that.
Like,
it all went downhill after the RPG game for Mario.
Yeah. They released one for DSi called, what was it? It was 3D?
Oh, Super Mario World 3D, I think?
That's what it's called. That was terrible, in my opinion. For me, you know, it really stopped being good. Like Mark said, RPG. But Zelda, that franchise is somehow always... maintained to go above and beyond what the last game was. And I feel like if the creators keep doing what they're doing now, it's always going to be loved by the fans that loved the first Zelda game, because they always go above and beyond the last game. But that's my favorite franchise.
That's really good. And I think what we're going to do with this episode is we're actually going to do something a little different. We want you to submit your results. And submit what you think is the best franchise of all time, in your opinion. You can do that through this app, Anchor. You're allowed to send a voice message. We will receive it, and as soon as we receive it, we'll put you in the next podcast. We'll actually put your name in it, that way you're featured. But yeah, so with that said, we're going to move on to our next topic after this break. And it's going to be the top five games that we, or top three games that we want to play, but we've never got to. And then we'll finish out. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in a minute. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing with our next topic. It's our top three games that we want to play, but we've never got to. So I think I'll go ahead and start. My number one, or my number three, actually, would have to be probably... it's a little different, and probably none of you have heard of it. It's called Shaq Fu. I'm sure my dad's probably played it. Josh has probably played it, where they play the mini SNES. Yes, we have Nemo over here. But I mean, I've never got to play that, so it just sounds kind of fun, because it's got, of course, Shaquille O'Neal, and as you all know, the basketball star, as the name Shaq Fu. But, yeah, and then my number two would probably have to be either Portal, or Portal 2, as you may say. It'd probably have to be Portal, because I've always heard that game was fun. I heard from a buddy of mine, Alex Patton. He's a good friend of ours, and he plays video games as well.
And his dad is a master at Super Mario World 3.
Yes, his dad has mastered... he's almost like my dad. He's mastered all the games associated with Mario. But, yeah, I've never got to play it, and I've heard it's fun from him. So, but yeah. And then I think my number one to finish out with would probably have to be off of the PlayStation, Spider-Man game, the new one that came out, or relatively new. Never got to play it. Heard there was a bunch of Easter eggs in it. It was a very well put together game that I seen off of all the advertisements and everything and from friends. So, but yeah, and I mean with that said, Josh, what's your top three games that you've wanted to play all the time, but you've never got to?
My number three is going to have to be a game released on the Sega Genesis and SNES. It's called Cool Spot. And Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's actually the red dot in the 7-Up bottle. The 7-Up logo on the bottle.
Back in the 90s, it was the logo of the 7-Up bottling, yeah. And all it was the red dot, and it had black shades.
Oh, yeah. And you would go through and fight these people, right? And as Cool Spot, which I thought was really, really cool. And then another game I've wanted to play that I've not really got to as much as I like is the Die Hard game, because I would just like to know if it's good or not, because I've played it for 5 seconds once, but, you know, I've not actually got the chance to give it a chance. Die Hard's one of my favorite movies, as Jackson and Mark know. You know, Bruce Willis, one of the best Christmas movies of all time.
Yes, it is a Christmas movie.
Yippee-ki-yay, mamacita.
you thought he was going to say...
anyway, so that's my number two. And then my number one is actually a game called Booger Man. It's literally what it sounds like, folks. You're a middle-aged man dressed in a green suit. It's called Booger Man, a pick and flick adventure. And your powers are literally flicking boogers, excuse me. And there's even a button on the controller. If you push it, you push Y, he goes, Booger! So it just looks like a really fun game. Just, you know, fun and funny game. But that's my top three that I'd like to play and haven't yet.
But yeah, so Dad, what's your, or Mark, as you all call him, what's your top three? I call him Daddy too. top five, or top three, I mean.
Top three. Top three of games I would like to play.
That you've never played before, yes.
I've never played that.
That you haven't really got to play a lot of. Like, oh. Gotcha. Like how I said Die Hard, but I mean Booger Man, but I've played Booger Man.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's see. My number three would probably have to... I'm going to kick it back all the way to old school. I imagine a lot of viewers probably don't even know...
I don't assume there are some people out there who have actually played.
Well, no, I understand, but there's... Back in the 80s, No. You had the Atari 7800. The one game that I wish that I'd had more time to be able to play on. I played a little bit, but not a whole lot. But it was Pitfall. Loved Pitfall.
Well,
that's the Mayan Adventure, though.
Oh, okay.
That's a different one. No, I'm talking about the old school, the little line that, you know, part of it was green, part of it was black, and that was your dude. He was wearing a green shirt. And you would hop on these little vines and swing across. You'd swing across either sand pits, or you'd have to swing across alligators. It was just a fun, reoccurring game over and over. Let's see. Number two. Let me think here. Probably one that's, whether it be, it was on either all or the two main platforms at the time. It was SNES and Sega Genesis. Was Bart versus Bart's Nightmare is what it was. The Simpsons. And it was so fun. It was like, you know, Bart would be dreaming, and it was like solid white, his background, and you would find parts of his homework, and you got to do different things. So it's pretty fun. And I guess my number one, being the Mortal Kombat junkie I am, you know, the first one, Mortal Kombat for SNES. And then I had Mortal Kombat 2 for the SNES, and I also had Mortal Kombat 3 for SNES. But the one thing that I always wanted to play, because obviously, as you all know, people who are old enough to know this, when you did fatalities on the original Mortal Kombat for SNES, one, they didn't have blood. It was like when you uppercut somebody, it was like dust. Dust would fly from your head. And then, of course, y'all know about the Sub-Zero fatality, the one where, on SNES, he would flip back, freeze you, and then flip forward, and then he would just hit you, and then you would just be destroyed, like your whole broken. Well, the fatality on Mortal Kombat for Sega Genesis, once you typed in the blood code, then you would have blood, and then also, the fatality was Sub-Zero when he would do an uppercut and rip your head and pull your spine out, and he would show the head and spine. So I would love to have been able to play that, but didn't get the opportunity. So,
all right. I mean, that sounds good. I think we'll finish up with our last topic here. Your favorite console of all time. I mean, this could be, as we talked about, SNES, NES, Sega Genesis, GameCube. Atari. It could be plug-and-play consoles. I mean, it could be anything. Xbox One. But yeah, I think, Dan, I think I'll let you start with your favorite console of all time. Just kind of give your brief synopsis about why, and then...
Well, I'd say probably, overall, my favorite, you know, as far as being able to play console-wise, it would probably... That's a tough decision to me. I've had several over the years. But I would say that probably the SNES, because, I mean, the graphics at the time, people were used to just the side-scrolling 2D, and then when they went to when the Nintendo went to the SNES, and being able to...
It got real.
Yeah, it got real. I mean, seriously, like when you would play Turtles in Time, like, you know, some of the foot soldiers... You can, you know, hit them, and then you can throw them, and it looks like they're throwing right through the screen. You know, it just, everything was so realistic, and, I mean, it was really good. So, a lot of times, I really enjoyed it, so.
That's a good answer. I think with mine, I'm going to kick it a little bit, not old school, but I'm going to go with mine and Josh's childhood. I'm going to say the Nintendo DS or DSi. The reason I say that is because as a kid, I mean, you always imagine about having your own little gaming console, and of course, I mean, if your family gets a Wii, that's awesome. If you get if you get any sort of console, it's basically amazing. But to have that to be able to pack around, I mean, it's just so awesome.
Because plus, don't forget about Flip Note Studio.
I mean, yes, that was a fun thing to do. But back in my day, I actually saved up money and bought my first DS.
But you bought your first 3DS.
But I did that, and of course all the kids played on the PSP and all that stuff. Of course, those looked really cool. And I mean, the DSi has been something, because you could do all kinds of things, like PictoChat, Flipnote Studio, you could play your games. There was all kinds of like sound recording apps. Just something a kid would want. And I mean, that's a really, to have it to pack around, it's such a small device. But yeah, I mean, you can play a lot of games on it. So yeah, Josh, what's your favorite console of all time?
Well, that's kind of difficult for me. So if y'all don't mind, I'm going to give a top four.
No, it's not top four. Oh, you're tied. Okay, four-way tie.
I would like to, it's not a four-way tie, but it's more of like a three-way tie than my number one.
Okay.
All right, so for tied for second for me. First off, we have the Game Boy. Game Boy Color, which I spent most of my childhood with. And the biggest game I played on that almost every day was the Teen Titans game. That and Speed Racer. There was a Speed Racer game that came out for it that I was obsessed with. And it was just really amazing that, you know, I remember when the first Pokemon game came out on the Game Boy. When I was little, I played the Teen Titans game non-stop, man. It was that, a Tony Hawk game, and then Pokemon Ruby, which is what I had on it. You know, as a child, that's the three games you need, man. Number two, I mean, another one tied for my second spot, excuse me, I lost where I was there for a second, was actually a plug-and-play game. The one time we've mentioned a plug-and-play console.
Oh, yes, plug-and-plays were the heyday of arcades. I mean, so, the power could go out, or you could have a generator come up, and you could plug in the plug-and-play, and you'd have just a blast.
That was a little far-fetched, but yeah.
Well, Jackson, the plug-and-play, you plug straight into the three little...
The audio video, video, and internet.
If the power is out, the TV doesn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, Sega came out with this. And it was a plug-and-play, and it had every single Sonic game that's ever been released on it.
That's kind of like what Bandai Namco did with like Pac-Man and Pole Position and all that.
This had 100 games on it.
Yeah, it had about 40 games
on it. That's tied for second. And then my last one tied for second is Sega again, but it's the Sega Genesis. My dad had one for a very long time when we were little, and I played Sonic every single day. It was that or a Spider-Man game. And then that brings me to my number one, same as Mark, the SNES. You know, that's when I think people started taking video games seriously, because when the NES came out, you know, it was good.
It was a step up from Atari.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot better graphics and everything.
It went from that game with the two paddles and the ball going back and forth.
That would be Pong.
Pong to games like Donkey Kong Country and Duck Dodgers and Zelda Link to the Past. The graphics and quality of the game took off. Mm-hmm. I think the SNES is really one of the consoles that inspired.
And that's one of the consoles that kind of it's forgotten about from this day. I mean, you see a lot of people selling them and stuff for good money. I mean, that's they're kind of worth that money. But
here's some trivia for you guys. They released, you know, in the United States, SNES, the Super Nintendo, was released over here in the United States. When it was released in Japan, which was like 8 months before it was released here in the United States, but it was released under a different name. Do you know what the name of it was?
You can submit those answers through the voice messages, and we'll pick a winner through those. That'd be a good opportunity for the fans to kind of interact with our podcast.
That works.
But yeah, with that said, we're going to take a little small break, and then we'll finish up here, and you'll be on your way with the next episode of the Daily Dog Podcast. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in today to listen to the Daily Dog. I'm Jackson.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Mark.
And we'd like to thank you once again for just choosing our podcast over any other. We appreciate the continued support from all of our friends, family, and acquaintances. We hope to see you all next time on the next episode.
And remember, wash your hands.
Yes, another third disclaimer along with the PSA that was provided through our sponsor. But yeah, just Tune in next time. We don't know when the next episode will be, but we'll get it up as soon as possible, up and running. And stay safe, guys.
Sometime next week. Stay tuned.
Excelsior!
All right, stay tuned, guys. This has been the Daily Dog Podcast.